all engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Neil Armstrong reporting the roll and pitch program, which puts Apollo 11 on a proper heading.
Active FM, this is The Void Show making its way into grabbing your attention. I'm so excited about today. My name is Andrew Falazi, and today I'm not alone in studio. But if you actually remember last week, I had a privilege of being invited to one of the shows, and you know, astronomy, philosophy, atheism, you name them. We spoke all about that. And so today I thought, why not make this a reversed interview? And so I have a philosophically poetic, if not rhymes and poetry personality herself, Nozili. Nolene, how are you doing?
I am good. I mean, I am on the void. I could never be better right now, Angie. Thank you for having me on the show. Right?
No. Welcome to the show. We are so excited and we really appreciate you being here.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so you know, last week you actually did crazy things when I was in your show, and you know, that's actually what I'm about to do before we speak about what we're here for today.
Yes.
So now, I'm gonna play some games with you, right? And these are just, we want to know your knowledge of the universe.
Oh no.
Yes, I mean, you are on the void, so we are speaking the universe.
All right, cool. Last week, okay. I mean, I thought that stars were burning balls of fire, so this should be very interesting.
Okay, so now, you know, the questions that I'm going to ask you, I think you probably have had them somewhere else, but then let's see if you can still remember. Let's see how exercised your memory is.
Okay.
Now, here is the first question. Now, you're going to choose, you know, with... And if you get it wrong, at the end of this show, you're going to sing for us.
What?
Yes.
This was not a part of the contract.
No, I mean, yeah, it is part of the contract now. If you get it wrong, you sing for us at the end of the show, right?
We'll think about it.
Okay, now here's the first question.
Yes.
What is Pluto? Now, options are Pluto is a planet, Pluto is a dead star, Pluto is a black hole, or Pluto is a dwarf planet.
It's a dwarf planet. Ha! Look at me.
Okay. That one was right. A big cheer to you for that.
Thank you.
Okay, here's the second one. There are three of them, right? We're just bringing the energy here so that we can get on this topic.
Yes.
So the second one, why is the sky blue? Now the first option.
Ah! Okay.
The first option is because blue is just the best color in the world.
Ah, it's my favorite color.
The second one is because the ocean reflects the blue color. So that's why we see the blue color. And the third one is it's because blue color is scattered more than all the other colors. Which one is it?
The blue color is what?
The last one is that the blue color is scattered more in the sky than all the other colors.
I would love to say because blue is the best color in the world because that is my favorite color, but I'm going to go with option number three.
Wow. Okay. No, that's right. That's correct.
Yes.
That's correct. Now, the last one, Nolene. Now, what is the approximate Earth's shape? Now, the first option is Earth's shape is flat. The second one is it's round. And the third one is it's a sphere.
Wow.
Which one do you take? It's flat. It's round.
The Earth is definitely not flat.
Thank you. I mean, that's why you're in the void show.
Sure. I don't want to lose. Can I go with the sphere?
Of course. That's it. You are right.
Yes.
Okay, no, thank you so much, Nolene. Nolene, let's first just, you know, get a bit of a download on your background. Now, I know that you hosted a show previously. It was Rhymes and Poetry, right?
Yes.
And now you are on Philosophically Poetic.
Yes.
And I do know that you also involved in politics. I think that's what you're studying, right?
Yes.
And so for me, when I view all these things that you are doing, they are like, you know, it's like a stretch. So, how did all of them meet? I mean, poetry, philosophy, and politics.
Okay, so I'm like into art. I don't know where the other side. I'm more into art. So initially, when I started Rhymes and Poetry, it was called Thou Art because I wanted to speak about all things art. But then I quickly was like, no, I don't think that's a good idea, because then I didn't like speaking about the other forms of art. But also, if I was speaking about a painting or a drawing, I couldn't show the viewers because they like listening. So I changed it into Rhymes and Poetry, focusing more on poetry. Poetry was a mechanism I used when I was younger. In my non-talking to people days, I'd write down all of my feelings. And that's where my poetry day started. Basically, with philosophy and politics, it's a part of my major and something that I'm really passionate about because, so that's basically how they all came together.
But, you know, you're speaking about you were writing things down, right? It was mechanisms for what? For you not talking, right?
Yes.
Why was it important for you to write things down? I mean, what happens when you're not writing things down?
So, for me, I used it as a mechanism of communication. I don't know who I was communicating to because no one was reading it. It was just me. But I used it as a means of expression and a means of release. When you write stuff down, it's more than just conversations or ideas in your head. Once it's translated onto paper, you start actually seeing how the thoughts in your head actually work. And I think it was one of the things that actually helped me start seeing that there was something wrong, because I would read the stuff often and I'd be like, did I write that? That is so depressing. That is so dark.
Wow.
But it was basically a means of expression, very important, because then I was able to go back and read it and be like, if that's what's in my mind, then something needs to change.
Wow. And of course, that is Nolene, I mean, philosophically poetic personality herself.
Yeah.
And you surely have seen what we're speaking about today. We are speaking about the rhymes of the universe. And, you know, right after this, we're going to be detailing more of what rhymes of the universe is. I mean, do we really have rhymes in the universe? So stick with us. And right after this, we are coming.
I love Active FM.
Christ music is hard music.
Our music at Active FM is lit.
Fire. Going up like a mansion. I ain't got no rhythm.
Tell the people.
Everybody on the dance floor now. Christ is the one we lift our hands for now.
You're tuned in to Active FM.
And here we come again, speaking about the rhymes of the universe. I mean, do we really have rhymes of the universe? Or does the universe rhyme itself in so many ways within us? This is still The Void Show, and make sure that you become part of this conversation. We are there on Facebook and our handle is at The Void Show with Andrew. I am not alone in studio, but I am with Nolene herself. Nolene, there's a name I think on Facebook, your name, there's Mabzz. Tell us more about that.
Do not expose me.
Mabzz. Is that okay? Is that how you say it?
It's Mabzz.
Oh, wow. I feel terrible.
But now, I'll take that in. Next time someone asks me, I'll say Mabzz.
You'd say Mabzz. It's Mabzz. Okay. No. That's good. So, Nolene, let's just get straight to business, right?
Yes.
You know, when I invited you, I just said, you know, this is going to be an informal, this is just an informal invitation to what we're going to be speaking about. And we're going to be speaking about rhymes of the universe.
Yes.
Now, what's the first thing that came to your mind when I said rhymes of the universe? What's the first thing?
For me, I was honestly like trying to find things that rhyme with the universe, because I was like, I'm really unsure of what's actually gonna happen in this show. So I was very unsure, but I was also like, that's interesting. Let's see what this is about.
Okay, no, that's beautiful. Okay, so now here's the thing: people view the universe in so many ways, right?
Yes.
And some view it scientifically. I mean, some study it. You know, some view it philosophically. Some view it politically. I don't know if that's the case.
Yes.
But how do you view the universe? Are you viewing it in some sort of a way, maybe that you're expecting it has this supernatural power?
No, I don't. I'm not one of those people who are like, the cosmos, the universe is telling me that I should go and eat a salad right now because of the cosmos. So I'm not one of those people.
Yeah.
For me, I don't really think about the universe unless when someone says it, then I'll think something poetic about it. But other than that, I don't see it as anything more than a creation of God.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yes.
So. When someone is asking you about the universe, so what are you amazed by what you see in the universe?
Definitely I am. I mean, like, just the thoughts of the detailing and the planning and the perfection that went into creating the universe. I mean, I truly am amazed.
You just mentioned that when you see the universe, you don't really think about the universe,
yes,
right? Unless someone asks you about the universe.
Yes, correct.
So I believe that we have questions that we ask ourselves every day. I could be asking myself about the universe every day, but would you say because you are involved in the poetry, you are involved in philosophy, is that what you think about every day instead of thinking about the universe?
I wouldn't say every day, but I don't really, like, I think it's only for people who have a passion for it, I guess, to sit down and say, I wonder whatever about the universe. I don't know. I've never, like, sat down and been like, because I know there are philosophers in the past that looked up at the sky and they, like, started wondering about the universe, and that's how they came up with all these theories and stuff.
Definitely.
But I don't think I've ever been one of those philosophers that have just sat and just been like, you know, I wonder. So, yeah.
Okay, so, okay, what is philosophy to you?
Philosophy, to me, is the love of wisdom. So, in every branch, wisdom in every branch. So, the philosophy of science, philosophy of love, the philosophy, yes, of whatever it is. Just basically the love of wisdom of that subject.
The love of wisdom.
Yes.
So, that's great. I think I love what you're saying. But now, I think I have to ask you this. Do you think that... So when you say it's the love of wisdom, do you think do you get taught wisdom, or it's just one of the things that you are born with?
So for me, you get taught wisdom? So the word philosophy, actually, the philos is love, and the sophie is translated as,
yes,
wisdom. That's why I said the love of wisdom, because that's what the word actually put together means. Now, when we are learning in class, what they're teaching us, for me,
yes,
is not so much
wisdom.
When
you learn in philosophy,
yes,
right? Yes.
So I don't think that what we are taught is much wisdom, but I do think that all wisdom that we do have and that we can find is found in the Lord, and He gives us wisdom because He's the one that has all wisdom. I mean, we can't out-wisdom God, because I don't even know what we'd be trying to do.
Okay. No, I definitely get you. So when we speak about the rhymes of the universe, Noreen,
yes,
Do you want to give me maybe if you think there are different rhymes of the universe, maybe different perception that people see the universe in, and really tell me your thoughts about those different perceptions. If what just your opinion about people who view the universe as this some sort of something having the supernatural power?
Okay, so there are people that believe in the universe leading them and telling them stuff, and they believe in the universe having a way of setting appointments, of putting things together. For me, those people have taken their eyes off the creator and started worshiping the creation. And so basically what I think about that is that so as people, we have this longing to want to know. We have this longing to want to figure stuff out and find out why do certain things happen this way. And sometimes it's very hard for us to believe in a good God, because then it's like, then why is this? And then why is that? And all of that stuff. So yeah, it's easier for them to say the universe, because even when bad things happen, they can say, oh, the universe didn't want it to happen, rather than wanting to believe in a good God that actually loves them and wants to have a relationship with them.
Wow, that's great. But let us speak about the scientific viewing of the universe, right?
Yes.
And I want to bring, because a lot of scientists themselves, they say science is not faith-based, while religion is faith-based, right?
Yes.
And so I want you to tell me if you agree with that statement, because, you know, for me, I think science is also faith-based. Because, you know, if we're going to speak about the Big Bang Theory, the moment I say this and this and that happened a long time ago, I believe something. So it's faith there. It's something that happened, but I believe it and I did not see it, right? So tell me about your thoughts about, you know, science not being faith-based. Do you think that's true?
No. So everyone believes in something, and that's why when they say you guys with false faith and beliefs and stuff, you don't choose to see the truth. But at the end of the day, if you went there and you didn't see it happen, the only way you can believe it is through having faith in what you have been taught. So just as we have faith in our encounter with God and in what he has done in our lives, they have faith in what someone wrote years ago based on the experience they had. They putting their faith in the education system, because for them that seems more secure than putting their faith in God because of a lack of an encounter.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I basically think about that.
And of course, that is Nolene, the show host of Philosophically Poetic, right here on Active FM. And so I'm going to give you a gem right now by Hillsong, Young and Free, saying to you alive. And right after this song, myself and Nolene will be talking more about Rhymes of the Universe. And she actually has a surprise for us. So you want to make sure that you stick with us so that you hear what's the surprise. Here's Hillsong, Young and Free, saying alive.
Yeah. sent your son down to set me free. Everything of this world will fade. I'm pressing on till I see your face. I will live that your will be done. I won't stop till your kingdom come.
Song Young and Free, saying to Alive. You are still listening to Active FM, and this is The Void Show with me, myself, and I, Andrew Faladzi Wahahom. And of course, I'm not alone today in studio, but I'm with Nolene herself, the show host of Philosophically Poetic.
Yes.
And if you have just scrolled to this point, you want to make sure that you go back to the beginning and hear the kind of atmosphere that we were speaking about today. Be part of this conversation by going to Facebook. The handle is at The Void Show with Andrew. Nolene, welcome back again to our show.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so before we went to, you know, this beautiful gem by Hillsong, you have a surprise for us, apparently.
Apparently. Yes. So
should I just give them a bit of a glimpse of what the surprise
is? Yes, you can.
Okay, so Nolene is going to do a poem for us about the universe. Well, you know, no, I'm so excited because, you know, I've never actually heard you doing a poem.
I'm nervous because I've literally just put some stuff together right now on the spot. So I don't know how good it's gonna be.
No, I mean you are a radio presenter, by the way, so I don't think you need to prepare for anything. Okay, now you're gonna do it for us right now, right?
Yes, I am going to say, okay, that this is an incomplete poem, so it's going to end sort of weird, but do not worry, because one day I will complete this poem.
Okay. So, should we give you a drum rolls?
Yes.
Yeah, the drum rolls. Go ahead.
Okay. So this is how the poem goes. One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Armstrong. I can hardly see what's in front of me in a void atmosphere, but I'm able to breathe. I've lost all sense of gravity, carelessly drifting away into eternity. Life's like a black hole drawing me in. Masks off, I can't breathe. Can anyone see? I mean, who created me? Dark and void, floating aimlessly. Let there be light. Oh no, not another creation story. Your words, they formed me, adorned my dress with jewelry, lifted me high for all to see. They spent decades trying to get to me. Let there be light. Obedience follows. I am formed. I am moved by your breath. Your existence is inside of me. They praise me. I thought through me they'd see. Universe, one verse, your word, and your fingerprints all over me. And that is it.
Yo. Wow. So that's what you just created right
yes.
now. Wow. 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 Now, you know what I'm going to
yes.
do? So I'm going, you need to send me that poem written down, and I'm going to post it on our page, on the Void Show page. I really
no
need
problem,
it.
No problem. I'll do that.
Wow, no, that's beautiful. That was, you are so creative.
Thank you. I hope they understood, you know, what I'm trying to say in it, because like I jump around in my poetry.
Wow. No, but I don't know, but it's good. It's really good.
Thank you.
You know, there's a statement that says creative people are not productive. Do you know that?
They say what?
Creative people are not productive.
Definitely not. Why would they say such a horrible thing?
Okay. I thought you were going to say yes, and I was going to think maybe you're saying you're not productive either.
No.
Yeah, no, that was beautiful. So Nolene, there's only one point that we have not touched for today, right?
Yes.
And that's the politics of the universe.
Yes.
And I'm saying this because you are doing politics, right?
Yes.
So I think that as a politician, there's a certain view that you have about the universe. I mean, we have politics in astronomy. We do have politics. I mean, we've got so many conflicts that are happening in astronomy about a lot of things. So what's your political view about the universe?
Wow. I feel like this is like one of those hard quizzes where the questions like get harder and harder. So, wow, sure. My political view of the universe.
Is there even a political view of the universe when you say it?
For me, I would say that what politics I see in the universe is basically the laws that govern the universe. So from that perspective, if you look at politics, politics runs on laws and governance. And God sets in place laws that would govern the universe, such as gravity. So if we want to jump, we know that we're going down. But just the basic laws, air pressure and all of that stuff that govern the universe is basically what I would tie into politics. I don't know if you agree with me.
Okay. Honestly, so that meant that just according to what you have said, I had the wrong view of politics, you know, because when I hear the word politics, for me, I think of maybe people who are debating, you know, not necessarily debating, but people who are, what can I say? People who are just arguing. That's what I thought about politics. And clearly I had a wrong perception of it. Do you agree with that?
I would say so. You know, the first day you enter politics class, they tell you that you probably think this is going to be one of those sessions where we're fighting each other, yelling at each other, arguing about everything and anything to do with politics. Yeah. But that's not what politics is about. Politics is basically understanding how to basically govern human relationships is the core of politics, how to make sure that there's peace, how to make sure there's stability, how to make sure that humans are in the best state to thrive in economics, in social platforms and everything. That's basically the idea behind politics. So it's basically the governance of human relations, if we could put it that way. So when we all walk into politics, we're like, yes, we're going to fight. And then we get there and we're like, no, we're not fighting anymore.
Okay. No, that's brilliant. Then if you said so, then I think it's I would agree with you that definitely the political view of the universe is, the governing laws that rule the universe. Is that okay?
Yes,
I would say so, because I was gonna say, oh, there's politics in astronomy, of course, because you know, Pluto. There are still some people who do not want Pluto to be a dwarf planet, but who wants Pluto to be a planet. So there's politics there.
Definitely, everywhere there's human arguments involved over something. I mean, the first time I heard Pluto was not a planet anymore, I felt betrayed. Because
that is interesting.
All my life, my little eager monkey jumped over nine planets, and now it jumped over nine what? Just nine.
But tell us about your feeling of, like, why did you feel like that way when Pluto was just demoted?
Because I think as kids, we sort of like learned all of these rhymes to try and remember what's going on with the planets. But also, I kind of always liked Pluto for some reason. I don't know why.
All.
But then.
Yeah, there are people who are like deeply attached to Pluto.
Yeah.
Right?
And I was like, but like Pluto's the one. How can they vote Pluto off the island? I felt like I was watching a reality show here, and then Pluto was voted off.
Okay, no, that's interesting. And you know, you should go listen to the show that I did about Pluto, why Pluto was demoted to being a planet.
Definitely, I will do that.
To being a dwarf planet. I did a show about that.
Okay, awesome. I'll definitely listen to that. I think it will put my heart at ease.
You see. Okay, Nolene, thank you so much for being with us on The Void Show, right?
No problem. Thank you for having me again.
Yes. So tell us more about your show. I mean, I know that you once did rhymes and poetry, and now you're doing philosophically poetic, which you have not yet given justice to, because I think we don't know why you did that. And you since have promised to give justice to that.
Okay,
and
I will do
I don't
do
think
that.
You have done that.
Okay, so the jump from rhymes and poetry to philosophically poetic was basically because I felt like there was a conversation that needed to be had. Because I haven't been in philosophy class all my life, but throughout my university career, I've been sitting in class and like they just putting out all of these ideas of God and morals and this and that. And there hasn't been a Christian perspective. And even when we have Christian philosophers like Rene Descartes, and he comes across with the Christian perspective, they shoot him down. Literally, the way they teach his work, it's like what he was saying does not even make sense. And I just felt like there's a conversation that needs to be had in terms of philosophy and actually breaking down what God thinks about philosophy, because many of the philosophers think like they the elite smart who don't need to believe in God, but God has something to say about everything. So as much as I loved talking about rap and about poetry, I felt like the conversation needed to be had with philosophy.
Wow, that's interesting. So you felt like there's some sort of a bias inside the philosophical world. And
definitely.
Wow, that really is interesting. So tell us more about what kind of show did you have this week?
So,
I know you were speaking about something that's very interesting.
Yes. So last week's show was speaking about we evolved from bananas.
Yes.
You have to listen to that show to find out why I say we did that. But this week's show, I'm basically going to be speaking about a famous politician, actually, Karl Marx, and his ideas on theology. So I'm basically going to be breaking down what Karl Marx actually thought about God and theology, which is going to be very, very interesting. And I have a guest as well. So that's going to be very, very, very interesting.
That's amazing. And I cannot wait to listen to that. But, you know, the thing of evolving to bananas, I think. Okay. They said, okay, the same thing was said about, you know, apes, right?
Yes.
That we have a similar DNA with apes.
Yes.
But now the question that I ask myself, they say like we have, the only difference is like a few percentages.
Yeah.
But if that's true, then when did we even have like a decent, compelling communication with apes? That hasn't happened.
No, it hasn't. Okay, I will tell you why. You guys are getting a special sneak peek into my previous show last week, but they still need to listen to it. But the reason why I said we evolved from bananas is because the whole thing that we evolved from apes is because we have, if I stand to be corrected, I think 96 or 97% we are, our DNA is the same as apes. And that is why they said that we evolved from apes, because our DNA is so close. But if you look at the DNA of a banana, us, our DNA and the DNA of a banana, we are so close, 98% similarity between us and a banana. So in the show, I was basically speaking about the fact that if we're going to look at DNA and say that we evolved from apes, then we might as well say that we also evolved from a banana, and that the banana is our second cousin, because then if that's what we're looking for, then obviously
maybe that's why apes eat bananas.
Definitely. They're taking all our DNA from the bananas. That's why they have so much of our DNA.
Yeah, right. Okay, no. Nolin, thank you so much for joining us on The Void Show. You know, even though we struggled with network a little bit, but I'm hoping that next time things will be better. But I really am hoping to have you next time on The Void Show.
Definitely. It's a must. It's on my to-do list.
Definitely, right? Definitely. I really am so keen. And of course, that was Nolin, a philosophically poetic host. You want to make sure that you go listen to that. And so right after this, I am closing.
Live right here on Active FM, we bring to you the Active Worship Inception album.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. I rejoice at your word, I'm fading. I miss every instantaneously.
Stream the album on Spotify and Apple iTunes. If you're interested in downloading the album, well, contact us for more info.
And apparently we have reached the end of The Void Show, and I had a guest today. It's Nolin from Philosophically Poetic. You can be part of our conversation. Our handle is at The Void Show with Andrew, and we are on Facebook. And if you want a safe platform to get all the shows that we have on Active FM, it's www.activefm.co.za. We are there on Spotify. Please follow us so that you do not miss any episode. We are there on TikTok. We are there on YouTube. We are there on Google Podcast. We are there on Apple's Podcast. And our handle for Instagram is ActiveFM777. Twitter is at ActiveFM. Facebook /ActiveFM. Thank you so much for tuning in. And so we're going to be having more of these topics next week. We also have a crazy topic, so you want to make sure that you do not miss that. So from me, myself, and I will see you next time, same place.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.